This weekend, scientists get another crack at landing on Mars. A British probe called Beagle 2 arrived on Christmas Day, but that craft hasn't been heard from. Now it's the Americans' turn. Late Saturday night Eastern Time, a spacecraft called Spirit is supposed to land on the Red Planet in what may have once been a crater lake. The Spirit is supposed to phone home to Earth soon after it lands. Scientists hope the 90-day mission will find evidence that water once flowed on Mars, because where there was water, there may have been life. NPR's Joe Pelka has this preview.
Landing on Mars is relatively easy. Landing safely is not. After traveling more than 300 million miles through space, you have to go from 10,000 miles an hour to a dead stop in about 6 minutes. Here's how Spirit is supposed to do it. First, a heat shield slows the spacecraft as it plows through the Martian atmosphere. Rob Manning is a mission manager at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
It finally slows down from about 10,000 miles an hour to about 1,000 miles an hour after about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, and that's when the parachute opens up at about 9 kilometers above the ground. And the parachute opens up at 1,000 miles an hour and slows us down to about 200 miles an hour in a matter of 10 to 20 seconds.
But the thin atmosphere on Mars means parachutes won't slow you any further. So just seconds before it hits the surface, airbags inflate around the lander, and then a retro rocket fires, bringing the spacecraft to a stop about 30 feet above the ground.
The rockets will be released, and this big beach ball of a lander with a rover inside will bounce on the surface for many, many bounces, for maybe up to a kilometer.
Manning says after the spacecraft comes to rest, the airbags deflate and the lander opens itself up, revealing a 6-wheeled rover inside.
The first thing it does, it opens its solar panels to get the electricity into the rover so we can recharge the batteries, and we phone home.
NASA proved this kind of beach ball landing is possible with the Pathfinder spacecraft and its Sojourner rover. That mission landed on July 4, 1997. The Sojourner rover was about the size of a child's wagon. Project scientist Joy Crisp says the new rover is quite a bit bigger.
It's about the size of a small golf cart. It has a tall mast on it that has the cameras on top that are 5 feet up off the ground. It's got big solar panels on it, so it looks like it has wings, and then 6 wheels that are each about 25 centimeters in diameter. And then this robotic arm that sticks out in front and can place instruments on rocks and study them up close.
The arm carries instruments that can study microscopic details of the rocks at the landing site, as well as their chemical composition. It also carries a RAT, or rock abrasion tool, that can scrape away the outer grunge on rocks so cameras on the arm can get a better look at the rock itself. The whole idea of this mission is to look for evidence that water once flowed on Mars. JPL scientist Matthew Gollenbeck says to do that, mission managers have chosen a landing site with features that look like they've been carved by water.
It's called Gusev Crater, and it's an ancient 150-kilometer diameter impact crater that has effectively a smooth and flat floor.
From pictures, it looks like water cut a channel about 500 miles long and in places more than a mile deep. It runs from the ancient highlands on Mars into Gusev Crater.
The idea is that this would be carrying all the sediments from the ancient highlands, the rock types, if you will, and depositing them in a lake. And if you can go to a place with layers of sedimentary rocks, you know, if that's the place to look for, you know, a liquid water environment, of course.
Gollenbeck says geologists will look at the composition and structure of the rocks and be able to say whether the rocks formed in the presence of water. Ed Weiler is Associate Administrator of NASA for Space Science. He says, for now, it's appropriate to study Mars with robotic missions like Spirit, but someday scientists may want to expand that effort.
Every single mission we have on our Mars program is paving the way for humans. If our ultimate goal is a search for life on Mars, we want to be absolutely sure when we spend the enormous amount of money it's going to cost to send humans there that we send them to the right place. And this mission is just the beginning of finding the right place to search for life.
3 weeks after Spirit lands, a second rover called Opportunity will land on Mars to aid in the search for the right place. Joe Palka, NPR News.